like a light, a lightning of light. That's what you saw. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Olav Rakoi. It's not enough just to say Barak Rakoi, like a shooting of light, but rather Olav Rakoi. Did it come up already, the light? So Rashi says, Heyer Yoisumi Barak. That's a little bit later, and that's a little bit lighter already. The Lashon of Olav Rakoi, that the light came up already. That's what we had to hear from the person on top of the roof, that it was Olav Rakoi. The lighting already like came up. It's a little bit later of a time. Zemara Nechuma Ben Aftashoin. Oimer, he used to say, Af Brakoi Bechevron. He has to say also the what, that the lighting was seen up until Mamish Chevron. Af Brakoi Bechevron. And Masya Ben Shmuel, Hamamun Ala Paisos, Masya Ben Shmuel, it says in our Mishnah, he was Mamun Ala Paisos, he was a special kohen, that his job was to take care of the Paisos, to choose that the different Kohanim Azoicha to do their Avoidah. Oimer, he would say now, Heya Pnei Kol HaMizruch, that we had to hear from the person that went up to the top of the roof, that you know how much I see the light now? I see the light that's here, it's lit. Tanei kol ha-mizruch, all the east side that I'm looking, the whole east side is lit up. Ad shebechevron, up until chevron, the light of the Pnei Mizruch is shining. And Yav Yehuda ben Besei Roimer, a little bit different, the Lashon was, Heyer Pnei kol ha-mizruch ad bechevron. Not ad shebechevron, but rather ad bechevron. That's what this person had to say. He didn't come down until it was lit up, this light, that you could see it mamish up into heaven. So then we know for sure it's Vada Yoim, and then it's kosher to do the shechita of the Korban HaTamid. Then V'yotzo Kolom, and then everybody went home, like after the person said, it was ready Brakoi, it was ready, the light came up ready, it's like Vada Yoim ready, then V'yotzo Kolom, all the people went out, Ish Ishlam Lachtoi. Everybody then went out to do work. So the Havamina is right now, it's mamish the beginning of the daytime, that people went to do work. For at Gemara Yehochi, that's the case, that people now go to do work, Nagi Le Tuva, like it's pretty late in the daytime. Like nobody goes to work, punk at the beginning of the day, Olis HaShachar. The Chavis, first you have to go daven, you have to eat breakfast, then you go to work. So you're telling me now, people mamish at this time, as soon as Brakoi, as soon as they see the light, a little bit light, people went to work, the Chavis a little bit too late, like people don't go to work so early in the morning. The Chavis must later on, and that's not true. We want to find out the earliest time to do the Shechita for the Korban HaTamid. So the Gemara says, Litzcha Po'alim Kamrinan. Not that the people went home to do work, but rather the people that wanted to look to get workers to work for them that day, they would go out extra early. If you wanted to find a worker to work for you today, you'd go out mamish at this time, Barakoi. As soon as it's a little bit, Heyer Pnei Mizruch, as soon as it's a little bit light, there's Olas HaShachar, that's when you used to go out to look for Po'alim for workers. And the person that had the work is, or a worker that would go to work, he would only go later on maybe. But now, at the earliest time, this is the time to go to look for workers. Shrashi Lischofalim, Hayotsu Ishlam Lachtoi, Lava Poilim Koi. It's not going on the workers. The mamash got up now to go to work. Elo Balabais, Shumashkim Biyoiser, Limtsoi Poilim Lischer. Now, Balabas that has to hire out workers today, he gets up extra early to make sure he'll have workers to work for him today. So that was this time, at the earliest time of the day, when mamash the beginning of Olas HaShachar, that's when the Balabas would go out to start to look for workers. Where Amar Rav Safra, Tzlusa di Avram, it's interesting, the davening of Avram Shimon Esrei, but we're talking about Mincha now, is Mechi Meshachrei Koisle. Like when's the earliest time you could daven Mincha, is Zechura, it's 12 o'clock now. 12 o'clock by day. Meshachrei Koisle means when the wall becomes a little bit black. The kitzos like this. At 12 o'clock, really, Pnei Mizruch, the sun comes up on Mizruch. So you have a wall now. So now as soon as the sun comes up, the Mizruch, the east side of the wall, is always light. The whole day, and at least until 12 o'clock noontime, the sun is always shining on this side of the wall. 12 o'clock, the sun is punk exactly on top. Now around 12:01, when the sun starts to move a little bit away from this wall, so now the Mizruch, the east side of this wall, now begins a little bit black. It's up until 12 o'clock, the sun was always shining on this wall. When it comes 12:01, that the sun moves over a little bit towards the Maror side, now the east side of the wall starts to get a little bit black. So at that time is the time you can start davening Mincha. That was Avraham Avinu's tefillah, our tefillah's Mincha. So the shetz of the kash everybody asks is that we know who was Masakin Mincha? Yitzchok. Avraham Avinu was Masakin Shachris.
Mincha first Yitzchak was Mesakin. Saka the Gemara now talks about Slusa the Avram, about Shmincha when he was only Mesakin Shachris. Tatsa Tois Tishonim's Kashiyah, the Yimtoim Yisk, Harmina Peretzulos HaShachar, Yitzchak Tikkun Tfilos Mincha. Shenema Vayetz Yitzchak Suach Vasoda. It was Yitzchak that was Mesakin Tfilos HaMincha, not Avram Avinu. Yesh Leimar, the Yachas Shetikna Yitzchak, Hoyoimru Gam Avram. Echnami, after Yitzchak, his son, was Mesakin Mincha, Avram also Davened Mincha. Kain Pkach Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. In Nami, another Pshat is Omer Rebbe, the Mikom Mokam Avad Hoy Avram Avinu, Metchila, Avad Avram Avinu also used to daven Mincha. El Shloyos Klal, Lechob Bnei Beisoy. Avad Avram Avinu davened Vaisdois could be Shachmas Minchin Marv. Just it wasn't a Takona yet for everybody to daven Mincha. Avram Avinu's time was only Takona to daven Shachmas. To daven Mincha, he himself did it. But not he wasn't Mitzav as Bnei Beisoy to do it. Achetikno Yitzchok. So Yitzchok, he was Mesakna Tatkono, everybody should have a Mincha now. The Afilo Ruva Tashilun, Kain Kiramin Lakamon. But we'll see later, Avram Avinu himself was Mekayim Kolotar Kulo, and even Mitzvus Midrabonin, and even a Tatkono of Erev Tashilun, he was also Mekayim Avram Avinu. So Zecha swore to say Avram Avinu was also Davin Mincha. So that's the Pshat, that Avad Avram Avinu for himself, Davin Mincha. Just the Tatkono for everybody else wasn't until Yitzchok. But I call upon him, when Avram Davin Mincha, the Gemara says, the Omer of Safra, Slusa the Avram, when Avram Avinu went to Davin Mincha, was Mechim Meshachri Koisli. It's right after 12 o'clock by daytime, when the east side of the wall is a little bit black now, that's the time to start Davin Mincha. The Rashi says, Slusa the Avram, Tfilos Erev Shaloi, the Tfilos of Mincha, that Mechim Meshachri Koisli, Choymas, the wall, Ha'aponis the Mizrach, that's facing towards the east side, Shelbino Me'anetachamam. From the beginning of the sun starting to shine in the morning, the east side of the wall was always lit. Lit up, the sun comes up on the east side, so the east side of the wall gets the rays from the sun. Habo min ha-mizruch. V'noitzu tzoyis aleim. U'v'tchila sheva shoyis. The beginning of the sheva shoyis. Shachama b'yem tzurikiyah. V'rosh kol odom. Exactly 12 o'clock, when the sun is directly on top. Eino oisa omud. It doesn't make anything. Elo tachteho. Tachtayim. The only time you have a shadow at 12 o'clock is directly underneath. Like the sun is straight up, so only if you have a shadow, something direct underneath it. But the sun doesn't give a shadow one way or the other way. Is Isaac Solom, these walls, the fish ain't cham and nights face ela brush a kaisel, biuve, umetsu chude, shasas, uvevar. Kids, that's about it. That up until 12 o'clock, the east side of the wall is always shining, has the sun rays. And as soon as it comes a little bit after 12 o'clock, that the sun moves a little bit towards the west, then the east side of the wall is like a little bit black. So at that time, right after 12 o'clock, you can start davening mincha. For the Gemara Kasha, Omar Rav Yosef, Anan Yavrom, Nekem V'Nigmar, could we go and learn out the halachas from Avram Avinu? So what's the Kasha? So Rashi learns, Anan Yavrom, Nekem V'Nigmar, Boyes L'Lamdenu, Leo's reason Kavrom. You want to teach us, like you're telling us, Mashma, this is the Zman to start the Davin Mincha. When? Punct exactly 12 o'clock. Like, we learn out from Avram Avinu. He was a big Zoras Avram Avinu. He was able to do it right away. But we can't be such a Zoras. We can't learn out from Avram Avinu. That's the way Rashi learns Pshat. The Dvar brings down that other Pshat and learn out that the Pshat was, how could we learn out halachas from Avram Avinu? It was Kaidah Matna Torah. And even if he did it, but it wasn't Mitzvah to do it. Like, maybe after the Tinas Torah, there's a new halacha how we have to do it. So the question is, how could we learn out how Avram Avinu did it? It was Kaid the Matna Torah. And this Gemara answers, Omar Rova, Tono Gomar Me Avram, V'yanan Lo Gamrina Minei. That's not a kasha. I'll bring you right a Tana of a Mishnah, a Tana of a Braisa learned out from Avram Avinu. So you see, whether it was Pshat, even though it's Kaid the Matna Torah, so what? If you don't see anywhere the Torah says Fakert, Mistam Avram Avinu was Mekayim the Torah the way you're supposed to, and we could learn out from Avram Avinu. The Tanya would learn like this. The Pasuk says, Uvayoyim Hashmini Yimo Vesarolosei. The mitzvah's mila is on the eighth day. On the eighth day, a kid's born, Lazocho, you make a mila. Now, Malamed, we learn out from this Pasuk, Shekol Hayoyim Koshel Mila. Really, any part of the day, even up to Shkia Sachama, it's kosher to make the bris mila. Elobot, Shazrizin Makim Lo Mitzvahs. If you're a Zara, you're careful about the mitzvahs, you do it as early as possible. Shenemar, what's the right as an Indian to do the mitzvah as soon as possible early in the morning? How do we know this? We learn it out from Avram Avinu. So you see, you're learning out mitzvahs from Avram Avinu. So the apostle says to Avram Avinu, Vayashkim Avram Baboikim, Vayachav Hashem Chamorei. So you see, he got up very early in the morning. So you see, there's an Indian of Zrizis. So we're learning out this Indian of Zrizis by our mitzvahs from Avram Avinu.
So it gets you to see you could learn out halachas from Avraham Avinu. So the Gemara says like this, Elo Amar Rava. So Rav explains, you know what Rav Yosef's kasha was like this. Elo Amar Rava. Rav Yosef Hoka Kashile. This is what was bothering Rav Yosef. That you just got finished saying, this is Man HaMincha. We learn out from Avraham Avinu. Is Kamat Rari Efter Chatzay Sayoin. Rav Rava had a kasha like this. Rav Yosef had a kasha like this. Tetznan, we learned in Mishnah Gemara Sochim, that Chal Arvei Sochim Liyos Erev Shabbos. What's going to be if Erev Pesach, this man Shchit, this Korban Pesach, comes out on Friday, comes out on Erev Shabbos. The halacha is now that usually on Erev Pesach, you shech the Korban Mavoy join Erev Pesach, and the time to Soleya, to roast your Korban, you can even do it at night time. Like you're allowed to roast the meat, yomtif by night, because you can eat it that night. Mashenkin, if it comes out Erev Pesach on Friday, you're not allowed to roast the meat on Shabbos. It's also to cook on Shabbos. So you have to roast your Korban Pesach before Shkia. So Melu will makpid to make the Tomid Shorben Abayim as early as possible, because like we learned before, the Korban Pesach comes after the Tomid Shorben Abayim. So such an Erev Pesach that comes down Erev Shabbos will makpid to make the Korban Tomid Shorben Abayim as early as possible, because then right after that, you'll start to bring your Korban Pesach, that there'll still be enough time yet to roast the Korban before Shabbos, before at night. So din was, Chal Arvei Pesachim Lias Merah Shabbos is when the earliest time, Nishchat B'Sheshu Machtzah. You can't shecht it at 12 o'clock, you have to wait to 12:30. You have to wait another half an hour until by Stoich. That's the Zman of Tomid Shorben Abayim. And we know Tfilas HaMincha is connected to Tomid Shorben Abayim. So Chur Hua Din Tfilas HaMincha, you're not allowed to daven until 12:30. So how come it says by Avraham Avinu, he daven Mincha at 12 o'clock. So Chur here at Smashma, the Zman is first 12:30. Vaita the Korav Vishevo Machta. They started to do the Shchita of the Korav and Atomid at 12:30. And by the time they finished all the Avoidis, it was 1:30. Took an hour. For the Gemara, V'nishka Tei Mechim Eshachar Kaislei. If you can tell me now that Mechim Eshachar Kaislei at 12:01, it's already called the Zman for the Tomid Shorben Abayim, that's the time to daven Mincha. So how come on Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, why don't we do the Shchita so early? What do you have to wait to 12:34? Why don't you do it a little bit earlier? Do it exactly at 12:01 already, do it. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. After Gemara, my Kasha. What's so schwer? I'll tell you, V'dilma koisleh de'beis ha-migdosh v'sheishu machzah m'shachri. Maybe in the Beis HaMikdash, its wall, its east side of the wall, first became black a little bit at 12:30. Why? So where it says, Mishum deloy mechavne tuva. I'll tell you, because maybe the wall of the Beis HaMikdash was not directly straight up. And like Rashi says, we'll soon see, it was wide at the bottom, and then when it got higher up, it became narrow a little bit. So therefore, it was not directly straight up. So maybe it did not get a little bit of black, the like east side of the wall, until 12:30. That's the Gemara's Teretz. And therefore, there's no stira by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, the wall was straight up, therefore got a little black the east side at 12 o'clock, 12:01. And the Beis HaMikdash, though, it first happened at 12:30. So the Ritzvah asked, what's going on here? It's not a din exactly when the wall gets black. Nuchur, it's totally, what's the time to Kedavim Mincha? When is the time to Tamat Shabbat Nabayim? Nuchur, the time is at 12 o'clock. So it gives a Teretz that we want to give a simon to know exactly when that is. So we have to have a direct simon. So the simon should be when the east side of the wall gets a little bit black. Now in the Beis HaMikdash, since the wall was a little bit slanty, it was not straight up, therefore it first got black a little bit at 12:30, therefore the takana was not to do the Tomid Shorben Abayim up until 12:30, even though really it's kosher at 12 o'clock, like Avraham Avinu daven Mincha at that time. How come? Right, it's a Zman Azah. So in the Beis HaMikdash, you had to wait to 12:30. Inami, another Teretz is, Shani Avraham, Tiestegninos G'doy Lohoy Sablivay. Avraham Avinu was very smart in astrology. He knew exactly when 12 o'clock is. So he could have a mincha then. But we're not such a big bucky. So mainly we have to wait to 12:30, like to take out all sveikas we have. Like we're afraid if we'll do it 12:01, maybe really it's not 12 o'clock yet. Maybe it's earlier than 12 o'clock. So therefore the reason why we have to wait to 12:30, because we're not for sure exactly what time it is. Rashi is Tagnigdus. Lios bucky balichas amazolus. Avraham Avinu was a big bucky, how the mazolus went. He knew exactly when the beginning of the hour was. He knew a lot about astrology.
all the people used to come to ask Avraham Avinu, what's going to be doing with the mazolus? Therefore, Avraham Avinu knew exactly what it is. Mashenk and us, we don't know exactly what the time is, therefore we have to wait till 12:30.
Weiter.
Inam in other territories, Mishum de Zokin v'yeshub yeshiva hevi. Hatei Avraham Avinu, he was like a Rosh Yeshiva. He was a Zokin v'yeshub yeshiva hevi. Therefore, he could dive a mincha right away. But for us, we don't know the exact time, we have to wait till 12:30. So Gemara doesn't say exactly what the teretz is here. So one statement, one statement, the pshat is that Avraham Avinu was Zokin yeshiv yeshiva, means he used to learn the whole day. Now, if you learn, or you're saying yeshir, he was afraid he'll get a rangatun of learning and he'll forget the daven mincha. Therefore, you know what he did. As soon as it came the exact second of daven mincha, he was mocked with the daven right away. Today, he shouldn't forget himself later in learning and forget the daven mincha. So that was Avraham Avinu, because he was a Zokin yeshiv yeshiva. Mashenkin and Bayos were not a Zokin yeshiv yeshiva, we're not so makbus, we don't know the exact second when to start davening mincha. Therefore, the Mishnah in Pesachim says, you have to wait till 12:30. The Yom Reb Choma Rabbi Chanina, mi yameihem shel avoseinu loy parsha yeshiva mehem. From the times of the Yovis, it never stopped an Indian of having yeshiva. There was always a yeshiva by them. They was always sitting and learning Torah. Hoyu b'Mitzrayim, they were in Mitzrayim, yeshiva mehem. They had a yeshiva in Mitzrayim also. Shenem, the Pesach says, Lech v'yasavta zikne Yisrael. Go gather together the zikne Yisrael. Zikne Yisrael means they were the Zkenim sitting and learning Torah. Hoyu b'Midbar, they were, Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, yeshiva mohim, they had yeshiva with them. Shenem, osvali shiva mishmi zikne Yisrael. Right, so zikne Yisrael means the Zkenim that yeshiva be yeshiva. Avraham Avinu, zoken v'yeshiva yeshiva hoyu. Avraham Avinu was also an older person, and he was sitting in yeshiva. Shenema, the Pesach says, V'yavrom zokein bo bayomim. So zokein, mashmos, zokein means
a yeshiv yeshiva, like the Ritva says, pirish. V'yein zokein elezeh shakona chokhma. A zokein always means he was kona chokhma.
Yitzchok Avinu, zokein v'yeshiv yeshiva hoya. He was also a zokein and yeshiv yeshiva. Shenema, the Pesach says, V'yehi ki zokein Yitzchok. So Mashiach Yevro Teres says, Loshna Zokan, it means he was old and sitting in yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu, Zokan, v'yeshiv yeshiva, was also a Zokan, v'yeshiv yeshiva. Hoya, Shenema, the Pesach says, V'yeinei Yisro kovdu mizokin. His eyes became hard because he was old, mizokin. So Loshna Zokan here also means he was yeshiv yeshiva. Eliezer Ever Avraham was also a Zokan, v'yeshiv yeshiva. Hoya, Shenema, the Pesach says, V'yoyim Avraham el Avdoi. Zakan Beisoy, he was a Zakan Beisoy. Hamoshe b'chol ha'shaloi, he took care of all his everything to do. He took care for Avraham Avinu. So that's the lashon of Zakan Beisoy. He was also Zokin Yeshiv Yeshiva. Omer Reb Loza, what does it mean? Hamoshe b'chol ha'shaloi. I mean Shemoshe b'Teiras Rabbi. He took care of the Teiras Rabbi. He taught it to other people. Like Vidashin, who Damesek Eliezer? What does it mean Damesek Eliezer? That Omer Reb Loza Shedoyla. He like drew it up. Omashke mitaroisai shel rabbi lacherim. He drew up the Torah from Avraham Avinu and taught us over to others. That was Eliezer Eved Avraham. So he was that Zakan Beisai, Hamoshe b'chol ha'shaloi, he was Shemoshe b'teres rabbi. He took care of teres rabbi, he was the one to teach to other people the teres of Avraham Avinu. So Rashi says, Dei lo mashke, nutrikin shel dameshik. Omar Rav, so Rav says like this, Kayim Avraham Avinu kol ha'terekula. Avraham Avinu was Mekayim kol ha'terekula. Shenema, the Pesach says, Ekev asher shom Avraham b'keli. That Avraham listened to my keli, mashmi did all the mitzvahs. Omer le Rav Simi bar Achiya, l'Rav, v'yein lo sheva mitzvahs. Maybe you only did the sheva mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. So Rashi sheva mitzvahs, shenitztavu l'shar kol Bnei Noach. Avu teru lo nitnu loy. But that's the kashim, Ekev asher Avraham b'kura tzivui, he didn't have to do kol ha'terekula. It was only that time the sheva mitzvahs bnei noach. So what's the raya? Avraham Avinu did more than he was supposed to of the sheva mitzvahs bnei noach. Maybe the pasuk says asher shom Avraham b'keli. Maybe b'keli means only the sheva mitzvahs bnei noach. For the gemara ikon nami mila, I Avraham Avinu already had the tzivu to do the bris mila. So enoch nami v'yema sheva mitzvahs mila. Maybe true Avraham Avinu did the sheva mitzvahs bnei noach and he also did the mitzvahs mila. But that's all. What's the raya that Rav says that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTerekula? So my answer is, Omle answers like this. In Cain, why does the end of this Pesach says, it says, Ekev HaShashom Avraham B'Koli, it says, Mitzvoy Soy, V'Soy Roy Soy. That's what the Pesach says. So in Cain, Mitzvoy Soy, V'Soy Roy Soy Lomeli. Why does the Pesach say, Lashon Plural, Mitzvoy Soy, V'Soy Roy Soy? So as Mashmid said that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTerekula.
Amar Rav Yitem Rav Amar Rav Yitem Rav Ashi Kayem Avram Avinu Afilu Aruva Tashilim. Not only mitzvah midiraisa was Avram Avinu Mekayim, but as even Mekayim Takonas the Rabbonim, and even a small Takon at Aruva Tashilim. Shenema the Pasuk says Soiru Asoi. What does Soiru Asoi mean? Achas Torah Shavikzav VeAchas Torah Shavapir. He is Mekayim Torah Shavikzav. What it says in the Torah, the mitzvah midiraisa, and Achas Torah Shavapir. It's interesting. Usually we always hold Torah Shabbapir is Halachal Moshe Mitzinai. Here's the mashma like that. L'chura, Eruv Tashilin was not Halachal Moshe Mitzinai. Eruv Tashilin, the Rabbanim were first Masakin later on. So Torah Shabbapir just means what the Rabbanim were Masakin, Avram Avinu was also Mekayim. Even Eruv Tashilin. Senechlein, Avram Avinu was Mekayim, called Torah Kula. Like Rashi says, Afilu Eruv Tashilin, She'enai Halachal Moshe Mitzinai. It's not Halach, it wasn't learned by Moshe Bahar Sinai. El Takona Seifrim, She'asidu L'sakin. It's a Takona the Rabbanim made later on. At Midiraisa, so we say you are allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Either because the Sfar of Hoyol, Hoyoli Boy Mikle Orchim Midiraisa, you are allowed to cook. Or El Stam, Sorche Shabbos is Nasim be Yom Tov. It's only Midirabbanim you're not allowed to cook from a Friday Yom Tov to a Shabbos. So Midirabbanim will Masaka to make an Erev Tashilim. And even this, Avraham Avinu was also Mekayim. Yeah. Right. The Mishnah says now, Masya ben Shmuel Oimer, Vu Amalehen, as he was the scan that took care of the pious, and the Mishnah says he used to tell to them, is it light enough? And they would say, yes, it's light enough. And they would answer back, hey, yes. So the question now, who answered yes? Who was talking to who? So Gemara says, man omahein, who said yes back to who? Is Eli mahach de koya igro, if you want to tell me, the one that's on top of the roof, the one that's like looking to see if it's light enough, after he said it's light, he said yes. Fred Gemara, who cholim vu mafasher, like he dreamt and he gave the answer. Like the Khuri, he is the one that's saying it's light. So what do you mean he said yes? Like the same person says it's light, he doesn't have to say yes. If I ask you a question, you'll answer me back yes. But if I tell you it's light, what do you mean I tell you it's yes? Yeah. Tomorrow Elo hach de koya aru. That means the one not on top of the roof, but the other one that's on bottom, the mamuna, that's on bottom, he says yes. Fredigmar no yoda. How could he say yes? It's so light. He doesn't know. How does he know? So that's the kash. Who's saying back to who? Yes? Must be the boy is saying, I'll give you two terutzim. The boy is saying, I have to call Arya. Maybe it's going on the one on the floor. He answers back, yes. I, how did you know if it's light? We'll soon see. The boy is saying, another terutz I can give you. Have to call Igra. It's going upon the one that's on top of the roof to look at, to check out, to make sure it's light enough. He answers back, yes. How do you have it? Iboy is saying, I tell you, half the koi igro. It's talking about the person that's on top of the roof. He answers back, yes. What does it mean? Oma ihu heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach. He answers back and says, you should know it's light, the whole pnei mizrach. V'yomalei hach the koi arya. Then the one on the bottom on the floor asks back to the top one, is it even lit up? Ache b'chevron, even up to chevron? V'yomalei ihu hein. And the one on top answers back, yes. So that's how the answer yes comes to the one on top. The one on top first answers, you told everybody, Shinol Brakoy, it's light. Now the one on the bottom asks him, is it even light until Hebron? And then the one on top answers back, yes. That's true on the Mishnah. The boy is saying, another Teret says, Hachta Koya Arya. You know who says yes? The one on the ground. Aye, how does he know if it's light or not? So Mercy like this. Oma Iyu, hey, you play Kol Mizrach. The one on the top says, you should know it's light already, the whole play Mizrach. The Yomalei, so the one on the bottom asks him, Achim Hebron. And he says back, yes. Well, the other way now. The one on the bottom. He's Omar Iyu Hey Pnei Kol Mizrach. He's the one on the bottom asks the one on top, is it lit already? V'yomalei answers back, Atshe B'chevron. Or V'yomalei Hein, yes. See Rashi? Omalei Hein, Ketz Omar, it's actually Omar Hein. Ketz said, Omar Hai Dekoy Arya. The one was on the floor. Heya pnei kol ha-mizrach, b'losh and shila. He asked them to ask the question. The one on the floor asked the one on top of the roof. Do you know yet, is it heya pnei mizrach? V'zeh omaloi, and the one on top answers back. Ad sheh b'chevron heya. You should know it's even lit up until chevron. V'yomaloi hayde koy arya. Then the one on the bottom of the floor says, hein, means yes. What does that mean, yes? Kach ani shoyel. That's what I'm asking you. So in other words, the one on the bottom first asked the one on the top, is it light? Now the one on the top wasn't sure what he meant to ask. So he asks back, do you want to know if it's lit all the way up until Mizrach, up until Chevron?
So the guy on the bottom says, yes, that's what I meant to ask you. So the one on the yes means the one on the floor is saying back yes to the one on the top. So the kid says, not posh what the Mishnah means. He can learn both ways. Either the one on top is saying yes, or the one on the bottom is saying yes. Right. Why do we have to check out to make sure it's light? Because we don't want a mistake like it once happened that they thought it was daytime and really it was only the shine of the moon that made it light. For the Gemara, me Michlof, can you make a mistake between the rays of the moon to the rays of the sun? For Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Yoimer, Eina Doimet, not Doimet, Timur Shalavoina, like the rays that come out of the moon, Le Timur Shalchama, to the rays that come out of the sun. The rays that come out of the Levoina, out of the moon, like go straight up like a mako, like a stick. The rays that come out of the sun, spreads out both sides, this side, that side, it sprays out. So the kids said they could have seen what type of rays is it. Is it a rays coming from the ray coming from the moon should be going straight up? Or is it a ray coming out from the sun that goes all around? So how did they make such a mistake? So my answer is, Tona Dverbi Yishmoel, Yoyim HaMa'unen Hoya, it was a cloudy day, O Ma'atzi Lakan Lakan. So even though it was only the ray of the moon, but since it was a cloudy day, through the clouds it looks like the ray was going on this side and that side. So that's how they made a mistake and thought it was the rays of the sun. Shash Yoyim HaMa'unen, Harakiy HaKosh above was very cloudy. And they couldn't see the rays so well. Only where the clouds are spread out in a lot of different places. So therefore, look to them as if these rays were spread out. That's why they thought it was the sun. That's how they made the mistake. The Omer of Papa, Shema Amina, from here we see that Yoima de Iba, the day when it's cloudy, Kula Shimsha. It's sunny. Yoima de Iba, Kula Shimsha. Even when it's a cloudy day, even in a shadow place, in other words, there's no such thing as the clouds keeping away the rays of the sun. The sun always shoots through. That means the day of the clouds, there's still the rays of the sun still comes through it. What's nafkamina? Lishtuchei oris, to spread out skin. Inami l'kadadarish rova. Like Rava made a drasha. That Rava dashin, isha l'artilish. An isha shenat bekamatzam, loy bechama, not in the sun, but loy bechame chama. And not a hot water from the sun. Because we're afraid the rays of the sun will make the dough become chametz. That's nafkamina. Even though it's cloudy outside and you don't see the rays of the sun. So you would think Anisha could make Hamatzah. Outside, still no. Even though it's cloudy, you should know the rays of the sun are still coming through. And you have to be afraid the dough will become chametz. So don't make your matzahs outside. Drashi. The Shtech Oris, Liyavish. If you want to dry out your skin, even though it's a cloudy day, you don't see the rays of the sun, you should know the rays will still be there. You can still go and dry out your skin. And Rava said, Omar Rav Nachman, Zuama de Shimsha, Koshi Mishimsha. The Zuma, like the rays of the sun, is more hotter than the sun itself. Trashi Zuma de Shimsha. Oisei Choyim Shim HaMunen. The heat you have from a cloudy day is worse than the sun itself. The Simnecho, a simon for this is Dana de Chalam. A barrel full of Chala vinegar. Trash Dana de Chalam. Shepia Sosim, Yofet, top is closed very well. Shloyotzer Rechoy. The smell should come out of the Yachlish. That's the simen. If you have a closed barrel of vinegar, so you close it very tight, as soon as you make a little hole in it, the strong smell comes out. Huadin, when it's cloudy, a big rays come out, and the rays are very strong, more than when the sun is out by itself. And shvirei de shimsha, koshim mishimsha. The shvirei de shimsha, Rashi that, if you have like holes in the clouds, and the sun is shining through there, that's harder than the actual shining of the sun itself. If you have a hole in your ceiling and water comes down, it's harder for you if the water drips down in one spot rather than your whole body would go into the water. If your whole body goes into the water, no, you're okay, you're swimming right now. But if you're in your house, dressed,
and just one punk, there's a crack there, and the water's coming through, that bothers you a lot. So that's the simon here also. If you have a cloudy day, and there are breakthrough through the clouds where the sun is shining through, when the shine through there, those rays are more harmful, are harder to you, than the rays when the sun is out altogether. All right, stop here. Top Hoftes, we're holding. In the top.